can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 12, 2023, episode number 47. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my birthday queen.
Aw, hello, my love.
Hello.
Here we are, here we are.
Cheers me with something white today.
Yes, which we're doing white. We're not doing
that didn't sound right. Let's do that again.
That was...
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Well, first let's try it. Okay. Ready for this?
This is a big pour, too.
Hello. You asked me to pour it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's as good as the first time we had it.
Yeah,
let me just tell everybody what this is. This is a white wine, of course, always in the show notes.
Yes.
We always have a picture. This is the Augusta Vin from here, right here, from in Fredericksburg,
yes.
From the Hill Country.
Yes, you have to come here to get this wine.
You have to, yes. Or not to our house.
Yeah. But
go to Augusta Vin. Go to Augusta Vin.
Yes, yeah.
It is the Brisk White. I believe this is a new one for them.
I can't remember.
Let me read. Augusta was the name given to the wives and daughters of the Roman emperors. The name Augusta, meaning great or magnificent, has been our vision. Our mission is to express the beauty of Texas terroir.
What?
Terroir.
What's that?
Well, T-E-R-R-O-I-R. Terrier. Terrier.
Oh.
I think it means Ted? Earth. Earth.
Earth.
Texas Earth with Augusta.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is this is a 2020, and we had this for the first time. It seems like a year ago.
I know.
Was this a week ago?
It was Saturday. It was on Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
Yes.
We have had house guests for almost 2 weeks.
Yes.
And Tina's done. Are you done? Are you done, darling? Are you done having young people around?
No, I love having Christina and Kevin here. I do. It's just that when you're the energy in your house and everything is just, it's just different. It's mm-hmm. just different. That's
yeah.
all.
You're so. Done. It's okay. You can say it. You with me, baby. No one else is listening. It's totally understandable.
Only all of Vineyard Nation. No, I love having them around. They've been very sweet and very helpful.
Of course they have.
Yeah, they've been great.
It's a time for coming and a time for going. We're sending them to Austin for the last two days of their trip.
And I'm really excited about that. Because, you know, Fredericksburg is kind of sleepy, you know?
Yeah.
It's not much happening here. And when they go to Austin, there's a lot of different choices
yeah.
for them. And yes,
new choices. Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there's different restaurants and if they want to go see live music and there's a lot of different opportunities.
And you know what's great about them going to Austin?
What?
We can run around naked again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we do that all the time.
Yes. People don't know any different. We had a dinner this evening.
Yes, we did. We just got back.
Yeah, which typically I probably would not have approved it.
I see. I have to get your approval.
Well, on show days, as a producer, I'm typically like, but it was close by, and was, you know, all of our friends. I knew that we would be home on time.
Yes.
You know, the show does have to have priority.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
But
we have to have flexibility though too, because life happens. So. I'm all about flexibility.
That's not how podcasting works.
Sorry,
have you ever seen me do No Agenda Flexible later?
No. But that's No Agenda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Life happens sometimes.
I don't even know why I was bringing this up.
We went to the little, well, we thought it was going to be a cooking class and it really wasn't. They didn't even tell us.
Well, no, there was a chef and the chef kind of showed what she was doing and it had overhead cameras and you saw it on the TV
screens.
Well, she
told us about the first course and then the second course, they didn't tell us anything. They just served it.
You know, she told us about how she did the potatoes.
You were
talking. You didn't hear it.
No, I heard. She said she like rustled them around in hand instead of boiling them.
And we're like, yes, chef.
Like popcorn. She said she shook the pan like popcorn.
And all we could say is, yes, chef.
Yes, heard chef.
Yes. Yeah, we got you, chef. Behind chef. All good.
Yeah. It was nice, though. I mean,
it was very nice.
You wanted to mingle a little bit more. That we were at a very long table, and
how many people were here?
It must have been 20.
It must have been 20. I mean, it was all the people we know, all the people we like.
Most everybody we knew from the
international
church
arms dealers, emergency room doctors, security personnel,
oil tycoon.
Really? Who was the oil?
That was Todd, I think.
See, the oil tycoon.
I don't know. That's the story I'm making up about.
I like it. Oil tycoons. Yeah. Yes. Real estate magnates.
Yes.
Yes. All of that. And more. And more. Yeah.
And it was really nice. It was nice to chat with everybody. And but yes, it would have been nice. We were talking to, if it was smaller tables, then yeah. we could have shifted with each course.
Yes.
Like, you know, you're at one table for the appetizer and then one table for the entree and then shift again and go to another table. And
shift one more time. Yeah. That would have been perfect. And then
that way we could have talked to everybody. Yeah. So.
But we learned a lot about Tour de France.
Yes. From David. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. He's a cyclist. Yeah.
Cyclist. Yes. I know. Growing up in the Netherlands, you couldn't get around Tour de France. Mm-hmm. It was a big thing. Anyway, forget all that.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this wine, where we found this wine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to take me back, babe, because I've lost all sense of time and dimension in our week.
Okay, so...
Since we last left off...
Gosh, so much. I mean, we don't have to go in order. We could talk about the wine, but I wanted to take Kevin and Christina to a winery.
Yes.
So I suggested Augusta Vin, and we wanted them to meet Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Now, why do we select Augusta Vin?
Because... I knew we'd been there before.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it. We typically take our guests, and I knew that Jimmy and Annette hadn't been there.
Oh,
so
I was
like, this is perfect. So we can, I'll make the reservation and we're going
to, I'm already laughing.
And we're going to go to this lovely, lovely winery and have a, you know, an afternoon of delight. So we get up to the reservation desk and I proudly say,
and it's a Saturday and it's a beautiful day in Hill Country. This place is packed.
Yes, it's packed. It's
wall to wall people. But of course, Tina's made a reservation.
We're
all good to go.
So we get up there and I said, yes, we have a reservation for 6. I go for Tina Curry and I go, I go, well, I have a screenshot. I always take a screenshot whenever I purchase something.
Yep, you always do
that. But I did remember like, wow, I didn't get a email confirmation. That's kind of strange because usually I do. So I pull up the, screenshot. You are wrong because I made the reservation, and I show them my phone and they're looking at it and they go, you forgot to select confirm reservation.
It's literally the screenshot before you hit confirm.
I know. I'm like, oh no. I go, are you kidding me? And they go, oh, we don't have any room for you.
No
and I'm
room.
Like, I go, we have guests in from out of the country. There's no way. I'm like throwing that in there. There's no way you can get us in anywhere. And they're like, no, sorry. And I'm like, oh. And then of course you come to the rescue.
And I said, hey, do you still have room in the members only section? Because this is how these wineries work. You become a member. And then every 3 months, I think you are obligated to buy, you know, whatever package, 3 bottles of wine or whatever. Yes. But then you get all these perks.
Yes.
Which is basically you can go there every day and get a free drink if you want.
I know.
Which is kind of cool.
Day.
Every day, every single day you can get a free drink for you and your guests.
That's a little scary.
Well, no one does that, of course.
Yeah.
But at least I don't think so.
At least the options.
So they said, I said, well, can we become a member? And they said, and these two numbnuts. I mean, what an opportunity. They should have thought of that themselves. Like,
oh, they should have offered it. Yes. Yeah.
And they went, well, yeah. We have a table for you right now. It's like, well, hello, we'll become members.
And Annette and Jimmy became members too. So it was like bonus for them.
And we got a fantastic table and we got super help. And so, and of course.
Back up. Just back up. Because of course we get to the table and we're telling the waitress
server,
that we're going to join, and you pull out your credit card and you show her your card and she goes, Adam Curry, the Adam Curry of MTV. And I love that this happened because Annette and Jimmy have not witnessed this. I witness it all the time. And he said, yes. And of course she got verklempt over you.
Oh my God. I used to, and of course
I want a picture.
And I'm going to say, you don't look old enough to remember
me. I know.
How old are you? Well, she was 50, so she must have been like 10, 11, 12 maybe when she was watching.
And then she went and told all her coworkers.
At this point, I'm like, man, we could have gotten away with no membership if I just pulled the Adam Curry card upon entrance. Well, excuse me, don't you know who I am? I'm Adam Curry from MTV.
And then I think Annette comes over. Or Annette, no, she comes over to me and I think Annette says to her, I can't remember, this is his wife, points to me, she goes, are you Tawny Catane?
which would be funny if she wasn't dead. Which is kind of the sad part.
I go, no, I'm not.
not Tawny Catane, no.
That was so funny.
That was great. And
so that was really nice. And it was a lovely, I know I say that word all the time. It was a lovely afternoon. And I love that Kevin and Christina got to meet are best friends, and I know that they they both love them.
They
and
did.
They, yeah, I, well, Christine and Kevin loved Jimmy and Annette.
In general, just on that tip, it's been a really cool visit because the last time we saw Christina was in New York. And that's when I said, oh, yeah, you know, by the way, I've been saved by Jesus. And she's like, what? It's like, are you joining a cult? I mean,
she was like, you're going to get all God on me.
Gonna,
that's what she said.
Yeah, you're going to go all God crazy.
Yeah.
No, no, just a little Jesus freak. And and so the first evening they were here, said, oh, hold on. We're going to pray.
Yeah.
Say grace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they, oh, right away, they participate. And they, and every single meal they would wait. And, you know, and then Christina said grace herself one night, which is really nice. Oh, I'll do it.
Well, and she also turned to me.
That really touched me.
But she, I know it did touch me too. And she turned to, at the winery, she turned to me and said, if Jimmy was preaching, I would go to church with you tomorrow. I was gosh, that really, that was really cool too. But I, Jimmy was so encouraging to Kevin and to Christina too about her, her endeavor in social services. Yep. And I loved that. I love that he,
they're good kids.
Yeah.
They need to leave, but they're really good kids.
I'm sure they want their own space.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But that, that was the, that the whole God journey while they've been here was fantastic.
Well, you know, and I mean, even the birthday card and the birthday gift, which we'll get to as well, but everything has just been, it's been really, really fun.
God has been
him.
Shining, man. Yeah. Just shining rays, beams of light on us. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah. It was great. It was great. Yeah. I enjoyed that. So
do you
much.
Want to talk about your birthday? Let's just get to the good stuff, man.
No, I want to talk about how I made you and Christina go on a dinner date.
Thank you for that. That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Tina said, you need to go on a dinner date with your daughter and I'll have pizza with Kevin here.
I said, I'll take Kevin to the grocery store.
The H-E-B, which he had not, no, he'd never been in America. So this is the first time for him.
Yeah.
What did he go like, oh.
He wasn't, he was just taking it on. All in. He was pretty cool
He's been around.
But he was like, I think Christina would like this. He picked her out Pop-Tarts, Cocoa Puffs, Reese's Cups,
Cupcakes.
Potato chips.
Oh, God.
Like all the Gitmo Nation stuff.
Nasty
But it was
stuff.
Fun because I got to know him a little bit more. Like I was asking questions about his career trajectory. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, you know, how...
Oh, he's been quite successful.
Unbelievably talented, too. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. And he even played some of his music for us. And he's,
He's got some great... It's stuff that you would just listen to.
He's really smart. Very smart man.
Well, he has an MBA.
Yeah. Very smart marketing. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and all I want is I want some of that music on Value for Value.
I know.
I'll play it for
like,
you, man.
You're hounding him big time.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
He has like 1,100 tracks or something throughout his whole career.
It's good. But yeah, so about your dinner. Go ahead. Talk about your dinner.
So I said, let's go to Martini's, which is, you know, kind of the go-to kind of cool place. Have an actual martini and then... And I guess maybe I misunderstood what she said.
This is funny.
Because I said, you know, it's seafood. And then as we're walking out, she says, but I don't like seafood. What? Wait a minute. I mean, was I unclear that it was seafood?
I didn't. She said, I said that when you said it was seafood, I told you that I didn't like seafood.
Oh, I thought.
And you go, they have other things. And you pull up the menu. They're like, they got nothing.
They're pretty much nothing. No, we're not going to. So I said, let's just go to Vaudeville. Mm-hmm. And luckily that was
Friday.
Was that Friday?
Yeah, and you left at 5, so it was early.
Yeah, but it did not get very full. And as I was learning from the staff there, after July 4th, that's the time to come to Fredericksburg because that's when stuff starts to really thin out a bit.
So she doesn't like seafood, so what did she have at Vaudeville?
Oh, she had fish, of course.
Lol.
I know. I think she doesn't like shellfish.
I don't know. Anyway, we were teasing
her. It's Christina. Now, you walk with this young lady anywhere...
Oh, she's striking. Christina's striking.
And people just come up to her and say, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so pretty.
Yeah.
I love your sleeve. She has quite a massive tattooed sleeve. And it's just like the staff was just coming. It's like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh, I'm like, yeah, I made that.
Well, she's striking. And she's got the energy about
her.
And then
Richard, of course, came up and fawned all over her
the first time he met her.
He's like, I just have to say. And he had his outside you know, not his restaurant clothes mm-hmm. on. He said, I'm not dressed properly, but I have to come and say hello. And then Dylan came up, and Dylan's her age.
Yes.
And so they were, you know, chatting and said, well, what do you do here? He said, nothing. We go to Austin or, you know, go to London or yeah. other places. Yeah. And so it was really nice, you know, yeah. I mean, we talked about her and about what she's doing. Cause she is kind of, you know, going through a shift.
Yeah.
She really wants to, she's studying now for a test for entrance exam for a social services yeah. job. And
she's been studying the whole time she's been here.
She has. Yeah. She has. Yeah. And can you just imagine having to go back to school?
No. Heck no. Nope.
So she's doing that. And about her and about Kevin, it was just, you know, it was, can I say it?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It was just lovely.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was daddy daughter date. Thank you very much for reminding me to do that.
Yeah. Because I'm like, she's either with Kevin or she's with the four of us, you know, yeah. and when you're working, I'm there. So I thought it was really good for you to carve out some time to just spend with her.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. It's been great. And so you did that on Friday. Saturday, yes. we went to the winery,
right.
and then Saturday night, we went to see Suzanne Santo.
Oh my gosh,
I don't even know where to start with this.
I do. I'll kick it off.
Oh, this guy.
So, first of all.
This goes into a whole range of stories.
It's worth it. So, first of all, it's like, yeah, Suzanne Santo said, you guys, and, you know, it was like two things in one day. We're going to do the winery, and then, yeah, and she's supposed to be in Dripping Springs is what you told me.
Yeah, that's what she told me. Yeah. And it was Driftwood, which is right next to Dripping Springs. So.
Yeah, but it was an hour and 15 minutes.
Springs is about an hour and 15 minutes.
I do it in an hour.
Okay, whatever. Speed ratio.
It's half hour to Johnson City and then a half hour to Dripping Springs.
Yeah.
And then from there, a half hour into Austin.
So Suzanne invited us to come and watch her perform like in a little intimate setting at this Duckman Family Winery in Driftwood.
Douchman. Duckman. Dutch. Yeah.
I heard him say Duckman.
Oh, it is Duckman?
Yes.
Yeah. You spell it Douchman, which just gave me a chuckle.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, and so she had comped for two of us and said, well, and you know, you said, I'll just buy tickets for Kevin and Christina. But we really didn't know what to expect.
No. And, I had no idea.
And so imagine walking into a room, what do we call it? Like a banquet hall. But it's for someone's
geriatric.
Yes,
play games.
It's for bingo. It's bingo night.
So hard wooden chairs.
Yes, hard wooden chairs.
A buffet
with fried chicken and mashed potatoes, it wasn't bad. But it was like, okay, it was the weirdest gig ever.
Well, and you looked at me and you go, "You're completely overdressed, there, Curry."
You looked hot, baby. There was nothing wrong with that. But
Christina and I were totally overdressed. Everybody else was like schlumpy.
And so we're sitting there. But we're all being good sports about it. You know, it's like, okay.
And they're jamming music on the little speaker.
Spotify. Not the premium version. So the ads were coming through for like McDonald's. We're cutting up. We're having a good time. We're laughing about it. So we're all having a good time. We're laughing. And the lady and her husband at our table, because we just sat down with them.
Yeah.
She was a big fan. You know, so they were actual Santos.
Oh, Suzanne yeah. I Santos saw fans. Yeah, they actually had her album.
Oh, the albums wanted them signed and everything.
Yeah.
And so she comes in with Nick and they come right over to us and she leans over to me and like, holy crap, is this a geriatric place or what?
Say that,
yes, she did. She said, this is a weird gig. And then she looks at Kevin and Christina and says, thanks for bringing the tats, guys. Yes, she absolutely said that.
I mean, didn't know she said that.
Because she recognized it. She's like, oh my, oh. Anyway, so she does about an hour set.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, so she's 6 months pregnant. She has an amazing voice and she can kill on an electric guitar.
She had her stretch. She had her Stratocaster and she's doing solos with, she's cranking it.
This is the epitome of a woman, a badass woman up there with her electric guitar against her pregnant belly singing and just putting it all out there. I was like, this is cool. She's cool.
Quite amazing.
Yeah. She's got a beautiful voice.
Without a doubt. And she had a nice set. And we saw her and Nick afterwards. And, you know, it's like, hey, you guys going to come out? Because you know, she'll be due in October, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just imagine carrying, she's 6 months pregnant now in 105 degree heat.
No.
Like why would you even want to do a gig at all? But okay, she did it. And she's headlining.
Antoine's
in Austin with a full band.
But we were sitting in these chairs and you were,
Oh, my butt hurt. My back hurt.
I was very aware that I did not like sitting apart from you because you were behind me. We were sitting at the table.
Yeah, it was not fun. I agree.
I didn't like sitting apart from you.
None of that was fun, but it's okay because we're like, let's go home and we'll be fine.
We're like, done. It's still light outside. Yeah, let's go home. It's still 100 degrees out, but you know, and we're overdressed and we've got high heels on and our feet hurt, but you know what? We'll be able to get home before the sun goes down.
So we get in the car. And it doesn't start.
No.
I mean, it doesn't just start
This is Adam's car that is 1 year old, has less than 10,000 miles on it.
Yes. And
third time this has happened.
Well, so this happened when I just got the car and I thought it was the fob batteries that were empty. Because what happens is the whole, the battery's fine. The dashboard, everything on the dashboard lights up. Every possible thing is lit.
Yeah.
But it's not starting.
The lights go on. Yeah.
But it's not starting.
The battery.
And now it's hot. And it's getting hotter. And I'm just like clicking on, clicking off, clicking on, clicking, getting out of the car, locking the car, unlocking the car, getting up, trying everything I can. Okay, let's press the button. Now, in these German cars, you have...
I was going to say, while you're doing that, I'm sitting there and it's all my might not to say anything. Because I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the car.
Just so you know, you did say something a couple times. No, a couple times you said, but this shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. Okay.
Well, it leaked out. I'm sorry. Okay. My buckets were empty.
At this point, I'm
empty buckets.
I'm still keeping it together. I'm like, this is going to be okay. There's people around. There's a restaurant. We can get out of here one way or the other. It's not a good thing because we're an hour and 15 minutes away from home. It's a show night.
It's 100 degrees.
You know, it's a show night. Phoebe's alone at home. So this is not, whatever the solution is going to be, is not going to be great. And so in these German cars, you can press a button. And then this is actually part of what you pay for is for this fabulous white glove service. Now, what I expected was, hello, this is Helga, Mr. Curry, we have everything from your car, we have all the information, we know exactly, we'll troubleshoot it right now remotely, and we already have a Maybach on the way to take you and your family home with some champagne, and someone is walking your dog, and I'm ready for this experience. Instead, who do we get?
Jamarcus.
Hey, Jamarcus here, how you doing, Curry family? What's your VIN number? VIN number. I mean, and I
like
just...
Like, you don't have it?
I just saw the system send my VIN number to them. So, and I'm like... And
I'm sitting there doing a slow burn.
And I have to get my whole... Go ahead.
I'm just sitting there doing a slow burn. It's 100 degrees outside.
And now you're about to get argumentative with Jamarcus. You don't have that information. I'm like, and I don't want to shush you, but I think I shush you. Like... I just got to get through this with this guy. Everybody's starting to get a little heated and cranky because not like the air, nothing's working. I mean, it's blowing hot
air. Kevin and Christina said nothing. They just sat there like.
It's blowing hot air at this point. Okay. So we finally, after giving Jamarcus all my details and all the stuff he should have, because he got my, I mean, they know the car.
Button.
I mean, he got my VIN, all of that. Okay. It doesn't matter. At least it was in America. It sounded like he was in Texas, maybe even, or somewhere in the South.
I think he was like in Southern Indiana or
maybe,
Georgia.
Maybe.
At least it wasn't India.
So he says, well, what would you like? Would you like me to send a tow? Or would you like me to send out a technician? I like the term technician.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
So then he says, okay, what's your number? And then... he said, okay, I'm going to send you a text right now for your exact location. And of course, I get the text and it's on the light phone.
Which has no internet access.
It has a link that I can't tap and I can't do anything. I said, Jamarcus, I'm not going to explain why.
Can you send it to my angry wife sitting next to me? To this
person who is boiling right now. Because now I know that not only is the stupid car not starting, I have a stupid phone. And it's my stupid, it's just stupid. I'm stupid. Stupid Cupid. Stupid phone.
Stupid phone. Stupid phone.
Yeah, I'll write that one down. So I got the stupid phone. All right. So then we get this. And then he sends it to, and of course,
I think I kept it pretty well together. I mean, a few things.
You were doing quite well. You're doing quite well.
A few things leaked out.
But just so you know, I felt it.
Yes.
I mean, it was burning. You were so hot on the inside that my skin was just frying.
And it was like being close to the sun.
Yes, exactly. Icarus. I'm Icarus and I'm going down in flames here. My wax wings are melting. And then I
immediately text Annette, we're stuck in driftwood when the car won't start. Like she can do anything.
And I saw you, like you were so angry. You're texting Annette. I'm like, this is very bad right now. Things are bad. Okay. So then he starts texting us and then you're like, he's sending a card to jumpstart us. What is this? Is not the right thing.
He said, I'm going to send a card to jump your car, now, Mike.
You got the text message. And I'm just like, whatever. They're sending a technician. Technician sounded better than jumpstart.
That's what you wanted to believe. It was a tow truck.
No, not a tow. It was a technician.
Okay.
All right. So let's go into the restaurant.
So we're walking up to the restaurant. Yeah. Okay. I have 3.5-4 inch heels on. Okay. I'm on a walking on a gravel road up to the restaurant.
And for some reason, the devil comes into my head. The snake crosses my path and says, hey, here's a good idea, Curry. Why don't you say this? Well, you don't have to be all mad about it.
And then that's when the floodgates open. And I said, I haven't said a word. And that's when it started. Mm-hmm. And so then we get into the restaurant.
And then. The last thing I needed to hear at that moment while we're waiting was how stupid my phone was.
I didn't say that.
But that's what I heard.
I said, babe.
Which you might as well say, hey, shithead, babe. Hi, honey.
Darling.
It was darling. It was dripping right off of it. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it sarcastic. I said, you know what? You might want not to take your light phone because you can't.
That was almost like saying, you know, don't walk outside naked. Don't walk over the hot coals. Don't run into traffic.
You already figured that out.
Like don't stick your fingers in the wall socket. I mean, and so I probably, did I roll
you
my eyes?
You snapped at me. You said something and then I threw my phone at you and I said,
you threw it on the table. You didn't throw it at me.
And I said an expletive anyway, and I got up and.
By the way, it was a very dramatic, badass sachet you did. You went pow, pow, pop, 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 pop.
With my finger up in the air.
You look cool.
I did.
You had a great outfit on.
Oh, yeah.
You look fantastic as you did it.
Yeah.
And then Christina's like, I totally understand her. I'm like,
she said that?
Oh, yeah, totally. She was Team Tina right away. And then you came back and grabbed your purse and went to sit outside.
I went to sit in the waiting area. Yeah. I wasn't going to go sit outside. No, it was 100 degrees.
In the waiting area.
Yeah.
And so I came out right away.
You did. You followed me.
And I sat down. I said, okay. I'm sorry.
You said, I should have never bought the car.
But I think we looked at each other. It was resolved right at that moment.
Immediately.
The anger was over, right? We both realized that we had let our flesh take over
our spirit. Yes. And we let the enemy poke us.
Big time.
Poke us.
Big time.
And we recognized that right away.
It was very fast.
Yes.
And at that moment, I'm like, wow, this is what we didn't say it, but I was like, this is good. What we just did here
yes,
is good.
We
and
did.
We both felt that.
Yes.
And that's totally because of our recognition of it, you know, the class we've been doing, the course we've been doing.
Yeah.
And I was very happy about that.
Yes.
And I said, I'm just going to go.
So we came back to the table.
You were there and I said, I'm going to go to the car. I'm just going to go try it one more time. And so the car is like, you know, it's like
half a mile away.
And so I'm walking to the car. I say, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, please let this car start. I get in the car.
Because Jimmy always says, be specific with your prayers.
Be very specific. Yes. And I said, and he says, and don't be bashful.
Mm-hmm.
And the car starts.
And it started.
Right away.
I know.
Now, technically, I think I figured out why that happened. That's not relevant because however it happened, you know, we had to go in because the distance from the car was important. I also pulled the battery out of the fob. Somehow the handshake or something was not, I mean, now I understand technically what might have happened. It doesn't matter. It was a God moment. 100%. And it was just a glorious thing. And I called you and I said,
I know you're like, beep, beep. I'm in the parking lot.
Come on up. Skirt, let's go. I prayed and God started it for me. Yeah. And we all got in and we had a great ride home. We actually stopped at a gas station because everybody had a headache.
Yes.
So I had to get aspirin and Advil for everybody.
Yes.
And as I get out of the car, he said, don't turn it off. Leave the car running.
But I love that Kevin and Christina were witness to that.
Oh, yeah.
They were witness to that. Yes. And because I truly believe God. I know that he saw that we let the enemy, like we told the enemy, like, oh, get out of here.
He wrapped himself around my throat.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and then we went, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, not today, Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You go.
Which, I mean,
high five on that. Yeah, baby. High five. I mean, that was phenomenal.
And so we talked about it in our marriage class. Our marriage class on Monday. And I said, because we have to identify all these fleshly behaviors that we get into.
We're like, do you have a minute?
Oh my gosh. I mean, my list is long. But the one thing that I struggle with is surrendering. Because from a very young age, I always had to be in control of my life. Because if I had in control of my life, then it wouldn't have been as scary as it was when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And, so surrender, it was burned in my head. And that was, I had no control over this situation and I couldn't, I was having a hard time just surrendering it to God. I just had a hard time. And I started thinking about, oh my gosh, our dog is at home. Adam's got to work. How are we going to get this car?
Spiral.
And I could not surrender. And then I realized that, yes, I needed to just give it to God, just give it to him.
And that's the whole, a Christ-centered marriage. The whole thing is that I can't fulfill you.
No.
I can't fix you. You can't fix me. You can't fulfill me. If I have unmet needs, I need to go to my source. You need to go to your source, which is God. Mm-hmm. And when you position it that way, how do you think we're doing?
You know, I think our upward trajectory is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have misfires for sure.
But our marriage was not in trouble.
No.
But man, it's so good when you position it this way.
Right. And you just lean into it, then you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
So we were talking. So when we were talking about our marriage class and we had to go, one of the leaders asked specific questions. Like, I can't remember. I can pull it up. I can't remember what the questions were. Hold on. And we had to answer them. And hold on. Let me find it. Because
The five questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them offhand.
Yeah. I don't remember either.
Do you have the book in it? What are you looking at?
I don't have the book. I was looking for her email when she was talking about, oh my gosh, it's going to take me too long to find it. But like what I needed you to do and what I needed you not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that. And I said, what I needed you to do in that instance.
Oh, right. Is just say, it's going to be okay.
I needed you to touch my arm and just say, yes, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. God's going to take care of us.
Yes.
And I didn't need you to
snark at you.
Yeah. Snark at me.
No kidding.
Yeah. Snarky.
No kidding.
But we talked about my whole thing was surrender that I'm going to work on. And what did you say you were going to work on?
Oh, I about six different things.
You're right not to be offended.
This is the big one. And this is also something that, Jimmy had been talking about.
On their podcast. Living Up in a Down World.
LivingUpInADownWorld.com.
Featuring Pastor Jimmy and Annette Pruitt.
Giving up the right to be offended.
Yes.
And
nailed it for you.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Because there's also something else that went down on podcastindex.social with someone saying something.
Oh.
And I was, just more snake stuff. And I was responding from an offended position.
Mm.
And so I rethought that. And there was actually, there's no coincidences in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was kind of running out of steam on, just letting stuff come to me.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning when I read, whatever strikes me, I'll read that.
It's so interesting because you didn't share any of this with me.
Hey, can I keep some stuff for the show?
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I don't have a list.
I guess you do have a list.
So, hey, there you go. So, using the YouVersion Bible app, I was just looking for some plans.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what shows up? The Search for an Unoffendable Heart.
Oh.
A 5-day plan. And so all these, you know, and so it has devotional.
Wow.
And it has all these different scriptures.
You got to put that in the show notes.
Yes. And, you know, so the, and there's a lot of like Ecclesiastes 7, do not take to heart all the things that people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. Mm. Like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, there's judge not and you will not be judged. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted.
So when did that come up? When did that you?
So this came up. Let me see. This is, what am I on now? I'm on day, July 10th. So the day before your birthday.
Mm.
And it was just so fitting. And I actually texted Jimmy. I said, man, I am giving up the right to be offended. This is so good.
And he planted the Holy Spirit planted that seed with Pastor Jimmy. And put it on my phone.
The Holy Spirit put it on my phone and made it pop up.
Because that's what happens when we get into tiffs. You get offended by things that I say, and then you dig your heels in to make your point.
Yep.
And then I start to withdraw and I don't surrender. I try to control.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Which is kind of circular, right?
Yeah.
And when there was something, it was the first day, there was something that really, really struck me. Hold on. Which one was it? With all humility, and this is Ephesians 4, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
There are six things. Oh, this is what came up for me, because this word, haughty.
Oh.
There are six.
And that was on the list of the fleshly behaviors.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is Proverbs 6. There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes our lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. And that was happening to me.
Mm.
And so anyway, there was just, I was just all these different verses just hit me over and over again. But also what Pastor Jimmy had said, mm-hmm. and in this case, as Pastor Jimmy, mm-hmm. he had said that about, and he's also been saying this, giving up the right to be offended. I'm like, that is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm offended. I'm offended about what you said about my phone, which by the way, is pretty offensive.
Babe, I'm that thing is that- a piece of junk. It really is. It's worthless. If you were on the side of the road with this janky phone,
I would call you, say, help. Help.
What if I was unreachable?
So your point was well made.
Okay.
And I carry another device with me. So at least I have access to it if I need it.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yes.
Because I still like, because many times in the past 2 weeks, everyone's on their phone. Adam's just sitting there watching you all. And it's kind of nice. And I like it. And I like observing all of you. And I like looking at other things and not being able to physically do that. It's, you know, I'm doing it to myself, but it's important. I like it. I want to be more present.
But you have to be safe because we're in a connected world now.
That sucks. That sucks. But yes, it's true.
I
was offended by everything.
Take your smartphone.
I'm offended by people not understanding what I say. It's my main thing is being offended. I've given up that right.
Yeah. And it'll be a work. You'll be a work in progress. I mean, as it says in the workbook, you have to keep faithing it. And you're going to go up and you're going to go down.
Faithing it.
You got to go up and you got to go down. You're going to go up and I find even now, I'm trying to really work on surrendering things. And it's a battle of the flesh and the spirit.
Yeah.
But we're aware of it.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, no, it's lovely. So while we're saying this lovely business, I need to play something for you.
Oh.
That has been sent. This is a belated birthday gift.
Oh.
One day late.
Oh.
It comes from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh. He's the one who did the toilet lid, which we're still having issues in this house, by the way.
Oh, man.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay, before you get into that. So I'm at church on Sunday. Okay, now Pastor Jimmy and Annette aren't there. I just want to say, when I sat in that church, I realized how much they love Bridge Church. I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... looked around the church and I knew that they would be so proud. I knew they would. But anyway, so I'm walking out of the church and sweet Anita stops me and Paul. And Paul was the one who said the week before, I listened to your podcast.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
Anita mm-hmm. goes, oh my gosh, I listened to your podcast and I just love it. She goes, I love how you're ministering to people.
What?
She did say that. And she goes, and you know what else? I love the toilet seat lid because now when I see people's toilet lids up, I think, put that lid down.
Put that lid down, people.
So we are changing toilet
lids. We are changing
lids.
The world. We are closing lids closing lids from coast to coast.
Except in this house. They're up.
They just don't get it. And I actually say, oh, no, I close the lid. No, you don't. Not a single lid has been closed since I've been here. And they just, I love them. But when you pull the last bit of the toilet paper off the roll, people put one back on. I just say, hey.
I think that was me in this bathroom.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me. I was a little preoccupied. So I'm sorry. That was me. But no, the lid up, lid not up, me.
No. But we are closing lids from coast to coast.
Yes. So
sticker.
I thought that was hilarious.
That's for our merch. Yes. Curry and the Keeper and the toilet lid. Closing lids. From coast to coast.
That's another good show title. Anyway, she was so gracious. And I think, I can't remember, but I think Anita was at my baptism. And I think she hugged me afterwards. I'm not 100% sure, but she was so lovely.
A lot of people at the church are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet, but I thought it was so funny when she's like, when I see toilet lids up, I think about your show.
What's going to happen now is people are going to look at real estate pictures and they're going to see pictures of bathrooms and they're going like, oh God.
Well, just put the lid down.
Put the lid down, man. It's just the gaping hole.
If we're doing anything, we're bringing laughs and lids down.
Laughs and lids.
Show title.
That's even better than stupid phone.
Oh, laughing lids. Anyway, I thought you would enjoy that. But yeah, so.
Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Okay.
Your term, your word is lovely.
I know. I use it a lot and I apologize for that.
No, it's your word. Everybody adores it. No one else is allowed to touch it because it's yours.
Jimmy can use it. He has used it, but he's given me cred.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Please listen to the Lovely Dame full track mix from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
When I wake up in the morning light and the sunlight hits my eyes, we invite the Holy Spirit in before trouble hits our minds. Then I look at you,
absolutely lovely.
And the world's all right with me.
It was lovely.
Just one look at you,
lovely.
And I know you'll always be
just a lovely, lovely. Lovely, just lovely, lovely. It was lovely. Oh, it's lovely. Absolutely lovely, 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 lovely. It was lovely. Lovely.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
I'm looking at one of the most beautiful women in the universe.
Oh.
Take that, Jimmy Pruitt. Hey, come on, baby. Cheers me. I love you.
I love you, too. You crack me up.
When I first met you, I said, where were you when I was trying to hire someone in my company?
Yeah.
No one understands marketing and communications like you do.
Yeah, because you said I would have hired you and then made you my girlfriend.
Wife, I think.
Yes.
I think I said wife. I was so enamored with your work. That's what I loved about you initially.
Yeah.
And your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more than that.
You look pretty cute.
A lovely,
lovely, lovely. Just lovely, lovely. It was lovely. Oh, it's lovely. Absolutely lovely. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. Lovely. It was lovely. Lovely.
Okay, darling.
To use our friend Tina Curry's word, I'm stealing it. A lovely day.
Oh, How about that?
Gosh, my cheeks hurt from smiling.
You are loved, baby. You are loved.
That makes my eyes fill with tears.
I know. I saw it.
Because that's the song that we walked up the aisle to.
I don't even know if he knows that.
We walked up together to the aisle.
That's right.
Up the aisle to be married. Mm-hmm. And that was the song that right when we first started dating, yep. It came on and I said, I love this song because my dad used to sing it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it makes my eyes.
Isn't that beautiful? Sir TJ the Raffle, gosh. Man, nailing it. He's also getting back into making his own music. I can't wait.
Oh,
I can't wait to play his own stuff.
My heart is so full.
He also made a different mix. We can play that another time.
Oh,
a shorter mix. But I love the full blast. Isn't that great?
That was so lovely.
Pour a little more there, darling, please. This is good.
Oh, when did you get that? Did you just get that today?
No, I got that 2 days ago. And, of course, Sir Brian with an I was alerting me to be on the lookout for, which is appreciated.
Yes, because they collab.
They collab, yes.
They collab.
Yes. And then, you know, sometimes stuff gets lost, so I knew to look for
what
it.
What
so
a nice good. Surprise.
Isn't that great?
That was a wonderful.
So,
thank you, TJ.
While we're talking about you, let's talk about your birthday.
Oh, goodness.
How was your birthday?
You know, this birthday was better than my birthday last year.
Really?
Yeah, because I turned 60 last year, so I turned 61.
And did you really know? I didn't know that.
Yes, I am.
Wouldn't know.
And I'll tell you the reason why, and it's going to make me cry. Because God is the center of my life, and that has added so much to my life and to our marriage and to our friendships and to our community here. And the birthday was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I felt so loved and so blessed. Granted, it started out a little rough because somebody didn't send my card in time.
Wasn't me.
No,
it wasn't me.
It was one of my girls and she remembered, but she didn't
send it on time.
She showed me that she mailed it the day before my birthday. And my love language is words of affirmation. And so, but then the day was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And so I woke up, we went shopping on Monday. Mm-hmm. To go get my birthday gift, which you bought me a handbag. Mm-hmm. And we went together and we had champagne.
We did. At the store. We had champagne. Oh, are you kidding me? That's shopping to me, man. It's you're going to give me champagne while I sit here and watch my wife try bags? Nice.
And I have so much fun with you shopping. I mean, we always have such a good time.
The first birthday we celebrated together in Vegas.
We did.
Then we also get.
No, that was the second birthday because you were in Holland the first. We were just started dating.
But then we went to Vegas and we had. And also I had balloons. And your chair was decorated. It's a very Dutch thing, by the way. We do Dutch stuff.
Oh, when I woke up. Well, no, this was Monday when we went to the store day before my birthday. And then we went and had dinner and we have a great time together. And then when I got up on Tuesday morning, I went and walked with Andrea. Got up right away and walked with her. And when I came home, you had decorated my chair that I always sit in at the island and there were balloons. Mm-hmm. So, and I had already had my gift, but I hadn't opened it yet. And
I still have some helium we can suck on.
Let's do it. We should have brought it into the show. and so then after that, I spent the day with Annette and we went to San Antonio and we went to Bernie and we went shopping. We had lunch and we just had I had a wonderful day with her too. I adore her. And every time I turned around, she was buying me something. I'm like, stop. Like she had given me these beautiful heart-shaped earrings and her message and her card.
You got all kinds of nice things.
Oh,
your sister sent you something nice.
My sister Laura sent me a beautiful thing that she made you hang it in a window. I don't know what it's called.
A window hanger thing.
Yeah, a window hanger thing.
It was nicely made. It's beautiful.
And then Christina and Kevin bought me this necklace that has little beads on it. And it's the beads are in Morse code and it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. So, and I just love that too. And Christina and Kevin's card had scripture in it.
Yeah.
I kept all day. I was blown away. Andrea and Marielle brought over roses and a gift.
Beautiful.
They did. I mean, I
just kept coming.
Christina Henry sent me a book. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was.
How about your gift from Ellen and Ashley?
Oh my gosh. So I posted on my Instagram. So my daughter Ellen is an artist and she is
an incredible artist.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so Ashley
One of those artists who thinks it's no good what she does. This is not still very good.
She's fantastic. But Ashley was the one who sent us the leather journals. We'll put her Instagram in the show notes too again. She sent us leather journals months ago.
Still use it every show I do.
And she said, how about if I get one of your daughter's pieces of art and I will stamp it in the leather? And I said, oh my gosh, I want that for my birthday. So she's been in cahoots with Ellen for months. And then I got the journal and I didn't open it until my birthday. And I opened it up and it made me cry.
Oh, you cried.
I started crying.
Oh, man.
Because I have my daughter's artwork and Ashley's beautiful leather work. I mean, it's just, it's so precious. Mm. So precious.
It's beautiful.
It was one thing after another. It was such an amazing day. And so it was my friends from Bridge Church, and they all signed the card for me and they bought us the cross
crucifix. Beautiful crucifix.
It's a cross for outside the house so we'll have Pastor Jimmy bless our house.
With old school nail even to hammer it in.
So it was like the Holy Spirit was just.
Isn't that amazing? Let me just recall about a year ago.
Yeah.
I have no friends, no girlfriends. No one to drink wine with. I'm upset. That's no good. Why are we out here?
Now
I got a dog.
That sheds. I have a dog that sheds.
She's okay, Phoebe. We love you.
So,
we love
you. after I went, after Annette and I went shopping, we went back to her house and we had a glass of champagne.
Good.
And that was fun. And then I came back here and we got ready and we went to dinner with Christina and Kevin. And that was lovely
great, wasn't
too.
It? Yeah. We went to Sage. Nice restaurant here.
And then
in
we
town.
Came back and I.
And then we watched a dumb movie.
No, we had cake.
That's right. We Hello? Had your mukbang cake.
We had mukbang. I did not mukbang that cake though.
You did not, no.
There was no way I could do that.
See, I know what Tina likes, and it's the, she likes buttercream frosting. She wants a corner piece. You know, I know the whole drill, but also as a part of. You might have to explain it, but you came in to me and said, you know, I want this cake.
Well, because it was the last week's marriage workshop when Brenna asked, what steals your joy?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I've been watching that cake ever since I started 75 hard.
You have.
I've been wanting to buy
cake?
It to mukbang that cake.
You mentioned the cake even. I know you are. I'm going to mukbang that sucker.
I want that cake. And so, yes. And so you, I said to you, I go, this is the cake I want.
Cake. Right.
I'm like, why should I steal my own joy?
Exactly. So I made sure we had a fresh one, jammed a sparkler in that sucker.
You did.
And we sang and you got a Dutch happy birthday as well, which is always.
And Christina videotaped the whole thing.
Oh, she did? Oh, yeah. I did. Oh, I didn't even know that.
She did.
Oh.
But here was the thing. So I posted a picture in the morning with my crown on.
Yeah.
Not thinking or not connecting that you call me, hello, my queen, every show.
You didn't know this?
I just wanted to wear my crown.
Yeah.
And so I posted the picture with my crown and people were like, happy birthday to the queen.
Yes. Yes. You are my queen. You
so
are my queen.
That was so sweet.
She wears the crown sometimes just during the day.
I do. I when I'm vacuuming, I wear it.
I can't wait till we get run around naked. Just the crown on. Oh, hello, geez. Queen.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
Sailor talk.
That's right. Sailor talk. Should we thank some people?
No, I want to say one more thing. So I finally today, as the extension of my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Had lunch with Catfish Ann.
Oh, Catfish Ann.
That's her name now. Catfish Ann.
Catfish Ann.
She does exist.
Yeah, she's a real person.
She's a real person.
And you're alive. She didn't kill you.
Nope. I dropped a pin just in case.
Just to make sure you stay alive.
And she was absolutely lovely, too. I enjoyed myself very, very much. And she too, gave me a journal, which is, and you know, I write in a journal every day when I'm doing my Bible.
You've
recap.
Always been a journaler since I've known you.
Yes, I have been, but lately, yes. And that got me one. So I have several, which I will most definitely use. But the last thing I want to say is that the text messages that I got from Julie and Carla and, you know, and my daughter and everybody, it was just, you know, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody for making my birthday so special. It was really, really, really sweet. And it was definitely one to remember.
So I had my teeth cleaned today.
Oh. Yes, let's talk. You want to talk about that before we talk
real
about
briefly, it? Real briefly.
Because I have something to say about that.
About my teeth?
Yes, our teeth.
Our teeth?
Go ahead.
Oh, so we're getting very close to the end here, people. I don't know what I'm going to have on my list to talk about.
Talk about?
Nothing to complain about once my teeth are fixed. So Maverick is in, right now he's in Hungary doing stage with one of the best periodontists in the world, which is like a big thing for him to be able to do that. And so as we prepare, I had to have my teeth cleaned, getting ready for Hollywood to put the final cubic zirconia teeth in. And on my way there, pop, the upper bridge pops out.
Up this one? The top?
Not this one.
Oh, no, the
on,
side.
The, on the side. On
oh,
the
where
side.
Your hill jack got
The hill jack filling. Okay. Yes, exactly. Thanks. And so now I'm in Kerrville, which is, you know, the janky office. Oh. And now by
yeah, because don't they have the cowboy upholstered seats in that one?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is totally like, this is the jank office. Yes. It's Kerrville. What are you talking about? It's Kerrville. It's not like Bernie. It's hill country. And no, but this hygienist who was the first one who did the deep clean on me was when the pain first started. Remember,
I said you got a wall of plaque in there.
No, she said you're screwed, bro. She's like pockets. The plaque. You don't have pockets. You've got entire, you know, like pant legs in there. It's like she said, no, you're toast. That's when they had to hit me with like 14 jabs of Novocaine. So she's like, this is looking very good. And I said, no, but this thing popped. She said, well, let me see if Paul. So he, Tony, I'm sorry. Tony is,
his partner
is, yeah, is, mm-hmm. but I've never met him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes in, he's like, wow, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, that Mitch finally got to do one of these implants. It's a pretty good job.
What?
So these guys are jokers, right? They're jokers. And he cements it. He's also a pilot, you know, so he cements it on. And so we're having
Did
a good
ask
time.
He has a plane.
He does not have a plane yet. No, he's working on it.
He's no good.
No,
I'm kidding.
So it was actually quite nice. So it took a little bit longer. But I'd promised the kids I would take them shooting.
Yes.
And so, because, you know, you can't, I mean, especially Kevin, you can't come to Texas.
And not shoot.
And not shoot a gun. Yeah. You know, this night. So, you know, we go to Frontier Rifle, which I've driven past on the way to Bernie.
Oh, wait, are we going, we're changing stories? You're done with your teeth?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You want to talk about teeth?
I just wanted to add something before you talk about going shooting. So,
sure.
So, what color are your teeth going to be?
A1.
Okay. So I went and had my final teeth whitening.
Oh, the fact that I even know that there's an A1 color is like, is crazy.
So I say to the girl, I go, what color?
No, wait, no, this is at Horster. This is the Hollywood office.
Which is a funny story too. So I go, I'm kind of in a little bit of a competition with my husband about how white our teeth are going to be. Because Maverick there in Kerrville is telling him that he's going to have whiter teeth. I go, he says A1. I go, what color is my teeth going to be? She goes, B1. And B1 is whiter than A1. I go,
Really?
I go,
all right,
thank
baby.
You.
So anyway, you can have all the B1 you want. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and it's two applications of 20 minutes. And
right. Is it hurting? It's like
I accidentally touched the solution because I
and your
tried
finger
to fix,
and your finger burned off.
Yes.
Oh no!
I had a burn mark on my finger, and I'm thinking, what the heck is in my mouth?
What is this?
And she comes in. I'm like, She's like, yeah, it'll go away. Don't worry. I'm like,
wow.
But then, so I'm sitting there, and I hear Horrester in the Hollywood. In the next bay, because they're like,
who,
bays.
Just a reminder, is a
very handsome man.
Yeah, very handsome man.
Nice.
I mean, I'm like, dude, let me kiss you.
So, hello, what? Hello.
He's a handsome man. I want your teeth is what I said.
So
I remember that.
I hear this woman and he's talking to her, you know, they're talking back and forth. And she's like, okay, well, I understand. She goes, okay, well, that's fine. She goes, but you know, you're really nice to look at.
She said that to him.
Yes, and he goes, oh, thank you.
He's very married, by the way. He's very married.
No. She was an older woman, too. I pull out my phone and I make a note. Like,
all right. I'll tell the shooting story in a minute.
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
We're just dishing the tea on everyone here.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
Oh, hello, Cocksuckers.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Time to thank some of our Cocksuckers who support us. It's value for value. We do this purely to give it to you as value. Whatever you get from it, we'd love for you to return that to us. You can do it in time, talent or treasure. A perfect example of talent is Sir TJ the Rathel.
I know.
So phenomenal.
And Craig Weinberg. Craig Weinberg has been making the art for the show.
Yep. And he gets a credit for that, of course, always in the show notes. And you can find details on how to do this at careenthekeeper.com, our donation page. There's three ways to support us. You can subscribe to the Substack, which is a newsletter, which you can also find. We have a subscription link on
Substack, yes. It's also on the website, too.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Marketing.
You can send a PayPal to us. But we really like you to get with all the hip kids and use one of those funky brand new podcast apps, because a lot of people still just, you know, they click on the link on the webpage. And I was talking to Karen at the dinner. She says, you know, whenever I go, you know, I get interrupted after 15 minutes, I have to go back and you know, pick it up, and then I have to start over again. I'm like, what are you using? So just a link on the website. I said, no. You need a podcast app. She says, yeah, but that's too advanced for me. I said, no,
I'll walk her through. I'm having lunch with her.
You can do this. You can do this. Yeah. Now, if you use one of the modern podcast apps, you can also send us a boostagram, which is a message, and it sends some value back to us. I'm not going to get deep into it, but when you do that, it's time and a half. It's even better than
PayPal. And we
talked
about this, and we need to do this. I need to do step-by-step instructions so that people know how to.
Should we do a video? We should do a video of you doing that.
We need to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Maybe once our guests leave.
Because these podcast apps are going to be very important when people start getting deplatformed. Because it's going to happen.
Yes.
Not us, but who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a mix of people who've supported us. And of course, we have our executive and associate executive producers. We have two executive producers for this episode. The first one with a satchel of Richards.
A satchel of Richards.
Yes, that's a satchel of Richards.
Is the 111-11?
Yes, it's a bag of dicks. Satchel of Richards. I'm just telling you.
I thought that was a Spinal Tap donation. The 11.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, this I'd is much a rather that than the bag of whatever.
Well, satchel of Richards. I'm sorry. Well, you know why I'm confused? Because this is what they call it on Podcasting 2.0.
Well, this isn't Podcasting 2.0.
Okay. Babe. Well, it's $111.11 from Beth Borozan, Elizabeth Borozan.
And I think she's donated before.
She has. Yes. Here comes your.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
They go to 11. Yes, they do.
And all she says is cheers, Beth.
Oh,
thank you, Beth.
Thank you so much. I need a glass ding. Just a ding. Like we have. Whoops. We have that. We have the.
Yeah.
But I want a glass. Ding.
Oh.
It's like. You know, like
Brian, can you work on that for us? Thanks. Yeah. Oh, like Brian, we need that. Can you work on that?
I just did. Don't make Brian work for
us. He'll do it.
Nah, Brian. We have Sir Ronald Gardner with $100.
Oh.
Our second executive producer from Sir Ronald Gardner, Baron of Insane Diego and Surrounding Waters. In the evening to both of you.
Stop.
I'm going crazy. I'm sorry.
This is not no agenda.
No, I know that. I don't mean to do that.
In the evening.
I'm sorry. That's snake. Snake.
Read his note again.
In the evening to both of you, and a happy birthday to the keeper. Enjoy the day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And then we have $41 for your age, obviously, from Christina Henry.
Yeah.
And she says,
Dame Christina Pearl.
Happy birthday week, Tina. I would have sent you Satoshis, but I just started earning again on that janky fountain app.
A lot of people have been having problems with fountain. Fountain.
When you have a problem with fountain, then either send you, because there's a feedback mechanism. Oscar is a lovely guy. It's one guy and he has one helper, and they work really hard on this. And when stuff gets janky, let him know and he'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
So, and stuff does happen.
Yes.
Remember, we're not Apple, but if you want to be a slave to Apple, Dame Christina Pearl, that's fine. You can be a slave to Apple, or you can help the freedom
she
fighters.
She sent me a gift too, and then I open up the card and all these free drink coupons fall out.
From Southwest Airlines. I saw that.
Like, she must think I drink a lot.
Well, it's actually not, but it's kind of cool if you fly.
I'll be flying it.
Then we have another true birthday donation, 61,000 satoshis from Sir Brian with an I.
Thank you, Brian.
He says, I don't got no jokes this week. I just want to wish the keeper a belated happy birthday. I hope it was a lovely day in the evening, y'all.
My gosh.
I don't know why it's
Curry.
I don't know why it's doing that. There's something wrong.
In the evening.
Sorry. This is very embarrassing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And there's not going to be any edits, so everybody's going to hear it.
Don't be mad with me. I'll fix that for the next show.
Okay.
It's really weird because I'm hitting the button and it says in the evening, but something else is coming up.
And John C. Dvorak is trying
in
to...
In the evening!
I got it now.
Trying to weasel his way
he
in.
He is, yeah. He's not allowed.
Yeah.
Then we have $20 from Ashley Wright.
Ashley and I, we met in the 75 Hard group, and she's a No Agenda listener too. Mm-hmm. And we've become friends, like long distance friends, but yes, we do the Bible recap too. She's part of the group too.
Is she doing a God shot?
Yeah, she does a God shot. Yeah.
She send one to you?
Yeah.
Explain what a God shot is.
Well, so we do the reading for the day. So with the Bible recap, there's a reading each day. And it could be about 15 minutes, and then you listen to a corresponding podcast to kind of explain what you read. And then what we do is out of that reading, we select something that touched us, that really resonated with us, and we send it to each other like, this scripture resonated with me, and here's why.
It helps you.
Well, the Bible recap, the girl, Tara Lee Cobble, she always talks about her God shot.
I love that term. Yeah. Happy birthday, Tina. Heart emoji.
Aww.
Ashley Wright. Heart emojis work on Value for Value
Ashley,
podcast.
Thank you. You're such a doll.
33,777, a mini striper boost from Jacob Davis.
Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard from Jacob.
Well, here he is in the evening, Tina, and the producer. I mean, Adam. Ha 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 ha. Every once in a while, life gets busy and you have to prioritize the podcast you listen to. Things are less busy now and I'm catching up on Curry and the Keeper. Your faithful stories and witty banter always brighten my day. Thanks for pioneering the couples cast.
Aww.
Enjoy your time with Christina. Oh, and Adam, I'm praying that your teeth stop causing you grief.
Aww.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jake. That's awesome.
It's okay. It's actually giving me great content.
The complaints have kind of slowed down. What are we going to talk about once you get your cubic zirconia?
Well, maybe we can talk about the fact that my shirts don't fit anymore because of my massive muscles. Bam! Look at those gums.
Oh my gosh.
You cannot deny that I have more V formation. You actually said your moobs are going away. They're becoming pecs. Are you bull crapping me?
No. Hmm. Truth. It's true. I'm speaking truth.
I can see I'm growing. Can you see it?
Yes. We had to buy you bigger shirts.
Can you see it?
Babe, not your neck. Don't do that to your neck.
Can you see it now?
It's actually working.
Babe, and I love that you do. You are committed.
I am committed.
You need to up it now. Are you working out your legs?
No, not yet.
What?
No.
You're going to fall over. Your little chicken legs are not going to be able to hold up this big upper body.
Okay. All right. Stop with the body shaming. And just let me leave Brittany alone. I'm doing upper body abs. I did abs today. I did a lot of ab work.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Any planking?
Man, planking is hard.
I know.
I did 10 push-ups today.
Let's do a push-up contest.
I don't think so. Okay. Thank you, Jacob. We got all the threes, 33,333 satoshis from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh.
Lovely happy birthday, Tina. Thank you for connecting Sir Brian and I. Not gay. It says it right there. Gotta give him credit for helping the finishing touches on the lovely day mix. Adam, sorry you have to hear more about Sir Brian, but hey, at least it's show content, right? LOL.
Thank you, TJ, and thank you, Brian.
Yes, both.
You're very sweet, Brian.
Phenomenal mix. That's what makes podcasts great. People produce that stuff for us, that's what makes it great.
I had a perpetual smile on my face.
Or when you get 33,015 sats.
From
Comic Strip Blogger. You better believe it. Howdy, Tina and Adam. This time, I'd like to invite you to the podcast hosted by Sir Spencer and Dame DeLorean from Kansas City.
Oh.
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. If you're a fan of husband and wife tag team podcast, check out Bowl After Bowl. live Tuesday nights after DH Unplugged on the No Agenda stream. Search bowl, bowl after bowl. Yes, bowl. Like bowl. Like,
oh.
Like a bowl.
They get high on a show?
No, but they do it. You got to listen to it.
Okay.
It's cool. Bowl after bowl in your favorite nude podcast app.
Nude?
That's a joke.
Yes.
We actually have nudepodcastapps.com. It works too.
Yeah.
Or find it at bowlafterbowl.com. May your bowls burn ever brightly.
Oh.
Yo, CSB.
Yo.
And what he's doing now is he's promoting other podcasts.
Oh, I think that's nice.
It's super sweet.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And all of these, of course, are available in your favorite new podcast app at podcastapps.com. SLC. 12,498 wires in boxes. Imagine how much the copper will be worth in 30 years.
I guess we're saving those things for something.
Yeah, for my daughter to deal with when I'm dead.
Yes.
Look at all these wires my dad left me. Yay!
Oh, yeah, because it's Operation Spend Down. That's all she's going to have.
They didn't like hearing that, did they? Like, hey, you know, we're basically going to spend all your money.
Ooh, we talked about that last show. Yeah. She's like, I don't like that idea.
I don't like that idea. Yeah. Inheritance is no good. 7,388 from RadioTube. Sending a... Oh, that's 7,388, of course. 7,388. Sending a ham radio boost.
Oh, nerd 73, boost.
No, it's not nerd boost. It's a ham radio boost. From to my favorite couple, 73 means best regards and 88 means hugs and kisses.
Aww.
73 is an 88 from November 5, Papa Romeo Echo.
Aw, nice.
So we say 73 is an 88 from Kilo 5, Alpha Charlie Charlie. Oh,
and I'm what?
Tango Mike Charlie.
Tango Mike Charlie.
Tina Marie Curry. You bet.
7-11.
3333 from C, Brooklyn 11. I always remind my keeper I have not received the gift of mind reading yet.
Oh,
love the episode.
I think does that person need to be decanted? Have they donated before?
Just in case. We'll do
you've
it.
You've been decanted.
See, Brooklyn 11 has been around. I'm not sure. They've sent it from Podverse, which is nice to see on the list. We have 2,500 from Seek First the Kingdom.
Oh.
Check out Razuk Tattoo in Jerusalem.
Oh.
Okay.
Next time we go, we'll do that.
Next time. And we have a row of ducks, 2222 from Kyron from the Mere Mortals podcast Down Under in Australia. I went back and checked. It was actually the fourth boost you ever got, but I appreciate the decanting just to be sure. We decanted it.
Okay.
That he has sent before. He's doing a value for value podcast, which is really important. It's very, very good. Explains everything.
Explains.
It's very good, especially for podcasters.
Nice.
We have Dame Shanarchy with 1,000 sats in the evening, Cork Soakers.
In the evening!
Good, no Dvorak this time. Request to be decanted. Finally, someone who requested.
Thank you.
Been decanted.
She's the one that sent us the email about the shark coochie board.
Yes, she says, salmon yays know just what to pair with a nice shark coochie board. A little crude, but what else is a Texas lesbian going to bring to the show? Love is lit. So this is, it's a shark.
It's got a shark board. On it, and it says shark coochie board because no one can say charcuterie.
No, charcoochie.
Which we were thinking about. Not necessarily this board, but there's these beautiful wine trays that are made out of wine barrels. And we were thinking at the $2,500 level that, and they become personalized with your initial in the center.
Oh,
yes. And so, yes,
we can get those personalized.
Yes, I can do that. So if we get $2,500, yeah, baby, I'm marketing it.
We're going to put it on the website. We're going to add this as a level.
We got to have a meeting and make sure and discuss it.
Okay.
Done.
Yes, done. Seconded and so moved.
In the evening.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dame Shanarchy.
Yeah, that's cute.
1,000 from Comzy. You know what they say? Ask 10 different pastors their opinion on scripture and you'll get 11 different answers. I would hate for you to feel like you had to perform by putting your prayer before the episodes, but that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We did pray before the show today.
We did pray today before the show. Yeah. And I like doing that.
Yeah.
But I think you should keep it for ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
It's better that way.
We were going to consult our pastors, but.
Well, this is Pastor Comzy.
Yes.
And he says, grace and peace to the Currys.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Comzy. And finally, 800 sats from Shelley C. In the evening.
Oh. In the evening.
event.
A birthday boost. Happy birthday, Tina.
Thank you, Shelly. We follow each other on Instagram. I have a few things that I want to say.
All right.
So let me look through my emails.
We also need to discuss certified sommelier Mike Anastasio's tasting table goodies.
So Michael brought us what he wants to the tasting table. So we're going to redo that.
Oh, we're going to redo it right now?
Well, no, I'm going to read this note first.
Okay.
So I got a lovely heart-shaped
cutting board. Nice gift from John Jensen
from Sketchy Cuts. And so he says, happy birthday, Tina. I thought these hearts would be a big seller on Valentine's Day, but it was a bust. I think my problem is I don't have your marketing savvy. I'm for hire. I work 50 hours a week at my full-time job, and this is really still just a hobby. I love the work. Woodworking. I hate the selling. Sketchycuts.com is there as my public face, but most of what I do is for family and friends. And I would like to consider you my friends. I'm serious about traveling to Texas for the eclipse in April next year. A lot of people are, and a lot of people want us to have a party. I can swing it financially, I might just wind up in Indy. We need to go to Indy too, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe there will be some kind of viewing party at Bridge Church. Hey, hello. I thought some kind of meetup would be a fantastic idea. Please give it some thought and enjoy the gift. I'm looking forward to seeing pics on the socials. Thank you so much, John. That was, it was really touching.
And I would say sketchycuts.com has some dynamite stuff. You know, we have the cutting board and now we have this heart-shaped cutting board. It's really beautiful.
If you're
in the market for a cutting board or as a gift, it's dynamite stuff.
Yes, absolutely lovely. And then I got an email from Michael Shelton. He said, happy birthday, Tina, and God bless you too on your faith journey. I grew up in church and at 18 years old, God has called me to missions. I'm blessed to see how much God has changed Adam in his journey and excited to see where this will take both of you. If I don't see you in this life, I'll enjoy meeting you two in the next.
Oh yeah. We'll have a party for sure. Yes.
And then, Joe Gaz, I think I'm saying that right. G-A-S-E. He said, happy birthday, Tina. Thank you for helping me think about my faith. Mm. I love that. And I got birthday messages from David Foley and Steve Dew, and just people were just so kind. So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
I might as well mention here, at least, we got a note from James and Livia von Weinsberger. Hey, boss, I've been traveling like mad the past 6 weeks. I'm finally caught up on No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper, MoFax, etc. You've been crazy busy, too. Anywho, just a couple of things. Cinque Terre, I know you guys have a full trip planned. That's Italy.
Yes.
But I'd like to invite you down to Sicily for a few days if you can make it.
Yeah.
My wife, Livia, was born there for the past several years thanks to the scamdemic. We've been renovating, preparing a house overlooking the Mediterranean for an Airbnb. I know it's not the plush level you're probably... We also got an invite for a hotel in Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so our trip is already planned. And but we just want to say thank you to all these wonderful people who have offered their hotels, their Airbnbs. Nice. I mean, we could literally go around the world staying in people's Airbnbs.
Oh, that's and so lovely.
So this trip is already planned. But we'll look out. We might take you up on it in the future. Yeah,
definitely.
So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So do you want to redo Mike Anastasio's tasting goodies?
Yeah, and I think you should. I mean, we haven't practiced it, so I think you need to say it. He's got a lot of stuff he wants does on his have charcuterie a list. Board. So but now, he deserves it because he is the OG.
He became the OG certified master sommelier. Yes. And for you, my friend, we have Brie and Berries, Pate and Pecorino, Salmon and Stilton, Jambon and Jarsberg. We've got Mortadella and Manchego. We've got Chorizo and Cheddar, Guanciale and Gouda. Yes, he loves alliteration. You, my friend, are the first official master sommelier. His name is Mike Anastasio.
Welcome to the tasting room.
Welcome to the tasting room, my brother. Hit it! Got to work on the timing a little bit.
Hey, he's our first one.
He says, share God, share love, share wine.
And I love that.
Yes, that is fantastic.
Thank you, everybody. That was so thoughtful. Stephen Page is sending us something, too. He's the Kratom guy.
Oh!
You love your Kratom.
Now, can we drink a Kratom instead of a wine?
You can.
You don't like it that much. I like it. I like it, baby. I like
it. Let's go for it, then.
I like it. Next time I'm on Joe Rogan, I'm taking a couple.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's I'm not doing anything else.
Okay.
No more smoking.
So what else do you
have? Which, by the way, may I point out that my hygienist said, your mouth is exceptionally clean. Said, have you not heard? Has the bird not gotten the word? Have you not heard? I've stopped smoking. Oh. He said, wow, your mouth is so clean.
Oh, they're just flirting with you.
No, well, maybe.
Oh my gosh, I don't really have that much more.
Well, I was just going to say I took the kids shooting.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
A Frontier rifle, which is off of Route 10 between Bernie and Comfort. I got to take you there. It's just a fantastic place. Low key.
How did you find it? I've been driving. I thought you were going to Kerrville, though.
No, it's Kerrville. And I thought, you know.
Hey, wait, Catfish Ann is going to be living in Kerrville.
Well, I've been driving past this place. And it's like, it looks nice. It's clean. It's just, it has American flags outside, you know. It's just the whole thing is, and the guy in there is so nice. And
yeah, but how did you find it?
Because I've been driving by it every single time I go to Mitch's office.
Oh, I'm going
to
go over to Kerrville. Okay.
I've been driving. I said, I should go to that place. Okay. And I saw, believe it or not, I looked at a Yelp review.
What? I'm rubbing off on you.
Yes, you are. I looked at a Yelp review.
I look at reviews on everything. Products, yes. Restaurants, yep. Furniture, yep. Clothing.
Yep.
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 And I always go to the 1-star reviews. That's what I always go to.
I just saw the top review and it was literally someone like, you know, I've been in Fredericksburg for a couple of days. I'm here on a work thing and I need to go test out a new rifle. And I really love these guys. I'm like, we're going there. And they were so nice to Kevin and Christina, nice. Helping him. You know, cause I obviously I did a little briefing for him.
Okay, gun safety class in the kitchen. Don't point the gun. She points it right at you.
It always takes a minute. But he really, it was nice. And that's a place that I think you would like to go to.
Okay.
And just cause you know, we've shot before, a little more practice would be good. They also have classes there.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe you'd like that.
Okay.
You know, to get a little rapid fire in. A little
in case we get some, you know, trouble on the property.
In case you're in trouble in Kerrville.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ann. All right, babe. What else do we have? We're about at the end of our rope here.
You know, I asked you if you had listened to our last podcast and you go, babe, I can't listen to all my podcasts. I know I'm great. It's just rinse and repeat. Podfather.
You know how I know it's great? Because you're on it, my queen.
Suck it up. Yeah, I love you, baby.
I love you, too. We will return next Wednesday. Curry and the Keeper. See you then, everybody.
In the evening. Curry and the Keeper.